Anti-Semitism is on the rise, unfortunately. We're going to talk about that right now with Scott Phillips, who has an approach whereby we should be appreciating Israel. In fact, he is trying to introduce a lot of young people in America to appreciate that nation. It's the only democracy, by the way, in the entire Middle East. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Scott, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Jerry, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, why don't you comment on the issue of anti-Semitism today?
Yeah, so, you know, over the past few years, we've just been seeing a rise in anti-Semitism. And, you know, a recent study said that 1 in 4 American Jews say they've been targets of anti-Semitism in the last 12 months. And 4 in 10 have changed their behavior out of fear. So, in essence, really, Jews in America are afraid to be outwardly Jewish. And, you know, that's something you wouldn't expect in 2022, but it certainly is the case.
Why do you think that's the case?
You know, I mean, I think there are probably multiple reasons. Anti-Semitism isn't something that is new. It's been around for thousands of years, frankly. And, of course, we saw it rear its head in a very severe form with the Holocaust. You know, I think that, you know, the rise in anti-Semitism in the United States, whether it comes from the right or left, is cause for concern, no matter really what the reason is.
Well, when you say the right or the left, I mean, there sounds like moral equivalence. I mean, okay, first of all, there's an Islamic factor, no doubt about that. I mean, it's within the teaching itself, frankly, within the Quran and the
right.
Hadith and so forth. That so for example, when there was a temple or whatever that was attacked a couple months ago in Texas, it was a jihadist at work, and so that
right.
That is one factor. Why don't you just deal with that for right now, the jihad angle?
Right. Well, certainly there are elements right of in Islam that that there's obviously anti-Semitism very blatantly. That goes back a long time too. I think that, that event in Texas, was due to that. You know, I think there have been other events in the U.S., that have had, others who have been involved, with the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh or in San Diego at the Poway Synagogue. So, I think it comes from various places.
And ultimately, what do you think motivates this? I mean, it's almost satanic in the light of the idea that, God chose Abraham and so forth, and these are his descendants.
I do believe that. I believe that it is, on many levels, a spiritual thing. And I think it could be, too, that the Jewish people, God chose them to bring knowledge of himself to the world. Right. To bring the morals, the Judeo morals, now also Judeo-Christian morals, to bring the Bible, to bring the knowledge of God, the God of Israel, to the world. And I think there's just a natural animosity toward that. And I think that could be part of it as well. So for sure, I do personally believe that spiritually, this is something that's been happening for a long time. And I think that's could be a big cause for it, for sure.
And I understand that there are a lot of young Americans who think that Israel is, in effect, an apartheid state. Comment on that, if you would. I mean, modern Israel, of course.
Yeah, modern Israel, sure. What we're seeing in a lot of the surveys, as far as young Christians go, specifically Christian evangelicals, there's been several studies out. And, an older generation, let's just say age 65 and over, typically, for the most part, have supported Israel. But what you're seeing is a neutralization of support for Israel for the most part in a younger demographic. And so, whether they, it could be that they don't hear about Israel in church. They don't hear necessarily specifically about modern Israel and how the Christian faith connects to that in church. A lot of it could be, a rise in sort of the social justice movement and what they hear about Israel in the news or on campus. And so there's this neutralization happening, and we see it in our pre- and post-trip surveys, too, when we take young people over.
you take young people over to Israel. You've done that a lot, in fact.
That's
You've
right.
taken a few
We've
thousand.
Done that a lot, yeah.
And we'll talk about that in more in just a moment. But tell us what BDS means. It's what? Boycott, divest, and sanction.
Divest, sanctions.
And the purpose
right.
of it is this is people who are in America or in the West are trying to punish any kind of investment in Israel because they're viewing Israel as if it's, like South Africa of 30, 40 years ago.
That's right. That's right. It's a movement that's prevalent on campuses across the country. And, a lot of it is based on not knowing the facts on the ground and not knowing the difference between what's happening in Israel and what happened in, South Africa. And so obviously, a lot of just a lack of sort of education on the facts on the ground in Israel. And I think, it spreads on campus. And, that's something we train our students. And again, you mentioned we'll talk about that soon, but they are able to say, no, I've been there. I've personally seen the country. And seeing that there are, there are both Israeli Jews and Israeli Arabs that are a part of the government. And, so very different than an apartheid South Africa.
All right. So go ahead and tell us about yourself and what you're doing to help people appreciate Israel. And how did you get involved in this? Go ahead and wax eloquent. I'm just going to sit back and listen or
sure.
stand and listen.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, we Passages started back in 2016 officially, and we've taken over 8,000 Christian college students on trips to Israel, scholarship trips to Israel. And really, we have, two big goals. One is to connect students to the roots of their Christian faith, to be able to understand your spiritual heritage in the place where your faith was born. There's just something very special about that. If listeners have been to Israel, you sort of understand that it's, mm-hmm. To really tangibly feel that, hey, this is a real story. The Bible does come to life and God does really special things in Israel and, really just increasing that Christian identity, when a lot of college students, when they go to college, they can easily put their faith on the shelf. We're here to provide that disruptive experience where they go and really see the reality of it. And then second of all, with that in mind is to create bridges, build bridges of friendship between Israel and the next generation of Christian leaders. And we do that by showing them, in addition to going to all the biblical sites, they get to meet people from different backgrounds. They meet Israeli Jews, they meet Israeli Arabs, they meet Palestinians. They hear about the situation on the ground, and really the goal is, hey, they can see it for themselves, and they can create their own opinions, based on what they actually see on the ground.
And how did you personally get involved in this? And how many times have you personally gone to Israel? And what was your, impression when you first saw it?
Sure. Well, I've always had, strangely enough, that's what happens when God calls you to something, is that, since I was a kid, I was always interested in Israel and would always ask my mom, if we could go to Jerusalem. She taught me to pray for Israel, which was really foundational for me. And I went for the first time, in 2005. And I'll never forget, the first night I was there, just going to, our hotel was on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and, at the time we had Discman, put a CD in a disc thing and hope it doesn't skip. And then, just listening to worship music, looking at the stars and looking out over the Sea of Galilee and, never really looked at the Bible the same again. And I've been to Israel, lived there for several years, almost 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And then been over 40 times.
Oh, wow.
Real fun experience.
How old are you?
I'm going to hit, we'll just do the math here. I'll hit 40 in a couple years. So,
and you've been to Israel 40 years. I mean, 40 times. That's one,
40 times.
One for each year. That is
2005.
Fascinating.
I mean, it's in 2019, I was there 7 times before the pandemic hit. So it's a lot of times.
Well, it's so funny. You wrote an article about your work and so forth, and it appeared in the summer of 2021, and it said, since 2016, over 8,000 students have made the pilgrimage to Israel through passages. And a few minutes ago, you used the same statistic. So I'm guessing the COVID is still perhaps impacting this.
You got it.
Your work.
That's right. That's right. We had 200 students on the ground in March of 2020, had to bring them home 3 days early because the borders were closing.
Oh, man.
And, you know, our team has kept their nose to the door, planning seasons, seeing them get canceled one after another. And this summer we were able to get almost 500 in the country.
Oh, that's great.
Before it closed back down again.
It's
open again now. So
we
have high hopes that it'll stay open.
Okay, and when they go, you're able to go to all the Christian stuff? I mean, like the Church of the Holy Sepulchre or also sure. Gordon's Tomb or, you know, whatever, just see all these different things.
Absolutely. Anything from, you know, the sites around Jerusalem, you know, we really seek to paint the picture, the biblical narrative. So starting with Abraham and the father of our faith, right, and the father of the Jewish faith, and really be able to follow that narrative through the kings and the prophets and ultimately what leads to Jesus, you know, and the disciples going to the nations, taking the gospel to the nations. So all the sites that go along with that, that's what we aim to be able to show the students.
How safe is Israel to visit? How safe?
You know, it is, we've never had any safety issues with students as far as, you know, what you would think in Israel to be safety issues. Of course, you know, we have, you know, security on every bus. And but we've just never had issues. And Israel is a safe place. Once you get there, you realize it's much like it's very Western. And, you know, the security is high. We'll just say that.
Well, which makes it safe. I will say
right.
this. I had the privilege to visit Israel once with my wife, and it was a gift for my parents, with a local church and so forth. It was a wonderful gift. But I remember this, the 5 miles it took to go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem was probably the slowest 5 miles I've ever gone in my life, and to return. And the reason was not because of the travel, the road being bad, but just the incredible security they had to go through in going from Israel proper to the Palestinian Authority, you know, that's adjoining mm-hmm. Israel.
That's right. That's right. It's a firsthand picture at the security situation right now. And, you know, we take our students into Bethlehem as well. And it is quite the, quite the trek to get there. It gives you a good picture. Of course, you know, you go to Bethlehem and you see the birthplace of Jesus. And that's foundational. Then you also just get to see the reality on the ground with Israelis and Palestinians.
Do you want to tell any story or so of somebody whose heart was changed because they went? Maybe they were even prejudiced, against Jewish people, and their eyes were opened through the visit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the story. We hear really three kinds of different stories. One is students that come over searching for their faith. They identify as Christian. You know, maybe they accepted the Lord at a young age or something like that, but they're really searching for their spiritual identity. And time after time, we just, you know, we hear stories of students that some have even come to faith on the trips for the first time. And, you know, somehow they passed as Christian students to get on the trip, but they come to faith, and some have been baptized, you know, right away by, you know, one of the chaplains or something. And then I think you hear stories, particularly this one young man that came on the trip was very skeptical about Israel and about what was happening in Israel and even sort of called me out in the middle of a lecture.
Wow.
But now one of our, you know, most involved leaders and totally, you know, understands and has built those bridges of friendship with Israel. And then I think third, you hear, you know, students that were looking for, you know, so many times they're studying one thing in college and they go back and they choose to study something different because they got some sort of clarity, you know, within their experience. So it really can have dramatic impact on people's lives and hearts for sure.
Okay, Scott, thanks so much for being with us. Your website is passagesisrael.org. All the best. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Jerry.